The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, I am welcoming a very special guest. Maybe one of the most special guests we've ever had on here. And it is my son, Elijah. Hi, Elijah.
Hi, Mom.
So I thought today would be a wonderful day to do an interview style. Elijah, will you let everyone listening know how old are you?
I am 6 and a half.
6 and a half. And so what I thought would be so interesting about this is I talk a lot about raising healthy families, and he's one of my family.
And that's true.
That is true. So I thought it would be fun to hear his take, right? Like, we always talk about as adults what we do for kids, but just kind of the kids' take on thought processes and what we do and how we do it, and all from an almost first grader, right?
Mm-hmm. Still in summer.
Yep. But before we dive down deep into kind of how we raise our healthy families, let's talk a little bit about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, talking about breakfast key to meeting daily fiber needs amid Americans' quote health crisis. So dietitians say most people consume only half the amount of recommended daily fiber. Americans aren't getting enough fiber in their diets, and it's posing a quote unquote health crisis, according to a dietitian. New York-based registered dietitian Tanya Zuckerbrot, who is founder of the F-Factor diet, which focuses on fiber-rich nutrition to lose weight, reveals a simple way to satisfy the daily recommended intake with just one meal. She said, "The average American is not getting enough fiber because American diets is filled with processed and refined foods. It's that, quote, loss of whole foods in our diet that has led to absence of fiber," she said. I actually do agree with that part. "The loss of fiber contributes to increased weight gain, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes." So a high fiber diet is about weight management, health, and longevity. The recommended amount of daily fiber is 14 grams for every 1,000 calories, which equates to about 25 grams for women and 38 for men, according to Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. But the average American's getting about half of what they need. She said, "If you are aiming to get more fiber in your diet, you cannot skip breakfast. Most breakfast foods are loaded with fiber. And if you wait until later in the day, it's going to be hard to catch up." She said, "One breakfast staple is cereal. Although an average flake contains just 1 gram of fiber." I wonder what kind of hearty cardboard cereal box they're eating. And said, because when you say cereal, you're not thinking about that. Instead of look for a fiber cereal that has upwards of 8 grams. A banana has 1 gram of fiber, while a bowl of mixed berries offers about 8 grams. If you're having a hearty, rich protein like eggs or yogurt, think about adding cruciferous vegetables to boost fiber. Eggs are often paired with bagels or toast. However, only 1 gram of fiber is in regular white bread and toast. But because fiber is having a moment, there are so many brands now that are making high fiber alternatives. So here they said these are inexpensive solution to get more fiber in your diet. Here's what I find is that when you tell the average American, they're saying, hey, get more fiber in and you need to eat breakfast. Most individuals are having Pop-Tarts. They're having bagels. If they are having cereal, they're not having the like brand cereal. And if they do, because it tastes so terrible, they're adding a load, huge amounts of sugar. And so that's one where, for me, I don't think breakfast, I don't think increasing fiber at breakfast is going to solve the health crisis. I think adding vegetables and fruit throughout the day, adding fruit to a healthy, sustained breakfast would be more one. I just think it was kind of funny that they're like, breakfast is key to meeting fiber. And you're like, the average breakfast that the average American's eating is donuts and sugar and tons of carbohydrates. So, I think it's just a total haul in what we're eating and not necessarily, which is where I want to kind of throw it over to Elijah. So we can talk about, I want to ask you a couple questions. Is that okay? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. What is your top two favorite breakfasts? What did you ask me to make you for breakfast this morning, last night before you went to bed? Yeah, eggs. Yeah, cheesy eggs are probably your favorite. So I would say for breakfasts, we will do scrambled eggs are kind of a favorite at our house, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of sides do we do? What's your favorite fruits for breakfast?
Strawberries, mm-hmm. blueberries, and that's it.
That's it. Strawberries and blueberries are your favorite? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a standard at our house for breakfast would be scrambled eggs with strawberries and blueberries. Hey, there's something super special that I put on your berries often. What is it?
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream. But it's not the regular from the store, right?
Mm-hmm. It's homemade.
Homemade whipped cream is his favorite. Mm-hmm. Which, were you going to say something?
But some cereal is healthy and some cereal is not.
Correct. Yeah, we can get healthier ones. I think one of the things that I've always worked on with my kids, right, with you guys, is making sure we have balance. So what's one thing that sis always reminds us that we forget in the morning? We've got to take our
jammies off.
Well, yeah, that too. But what else? She always says, Mom, you forgot our vitamins. Yep, and they have their vitamins almost every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I forget, though.
Yeah, but somebody reminds her.
Yep.
Slow.
Yep. So I always think that when we talk about homemade stuff, it is a lot of work. But one of the things that we do for the homemade whipped cream, it's literally just organic heavy whipping cream and vanilla liquid stevia and vanilla bean paste. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just shake it up and it's good to go. And I can't remember, you got the regular kind somewhere and you said that you liked the homemade whipped cream better. And so that's great because you're just like, you know, in all reality, they think they're getting something that's not really that healthy. And it tastes delicious. And now they actually prefer the homemade stuff over. What is one special breakfast that is your favorite? So scrambled eggs is something we do a lot. What's some other breakfasts that Mom makes that you like?
I think cereal.
Cereal. We just came off of a trip. So they were able to have cereal this week. We did the Kashi cereal. So in a good, better, best scenario, those are what.
But some is hot. One is honey, and some are raspberries and blueberries.
Uh-huh. Yep. So that's, you know, that's kind of our staple go-to is eggs. It's high in protein. And then we have berries for fruit. What have we had a good amount of recently? That you've really liked a lot.
Really liked a lot is French toast.
Oh, yeah. So here's another really good hack, right, for French toast. What kind of French toast do we do? So there are sourdough breads that are three ingredients. So it's water, flour, and salt. And
yep, that's true.
Yep. just three ingredients, and then we add just the standard milk and eggs and cinnamon. And then you like the special syrup, which is the Lakanto. It's basically one that's only sweetened with monk fruit. But we don't really do a lot of syrup, do we?
No.
Just butter?
No, cinnamon butter.
Cinnamon butter, yep. Those are the good ones. So those are just some ideas for breakfast that we do that are really good. So when you're like, hey, I want a cereal alternative or a Pop-Tart or streusel alternative, those are ones that you can start integrating some higher protein breakfast, and you can still have the fiber, just not necessarily with bran cereal. So just some literal food for thought. So when we get back, I have a couple more questions to ask Elijah about raising healthy families. We'll talk more next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today I have a very special guest here. And today my special guest is Elijah. You say, hi, Elijah.
Hi.
So, Elijah, if someone's just listening to the radio and they don't know, like, who I am to you, I'm your what?
Mom.
Yep. I carried you in my belly and I buried you. You want to know what's so funny is that this isn't really your first time in the radio studio. I carried you in here in my belly for 9 months before you ever came out. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's actually true.
So today we're talking about raising healthy families, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to really be able to bring in part of my healthy family. It's a lifestyle that we live, and so it's just one where you hear me talk a lot about kind of what we do as a family. And one thing that I've always valued is moderation. Right, is that we can't do, we'll do healthy things a lot, and that's really how we live. We choose to not eat a lot of sugar, right?
Yes.
And we try to stay away from dyes, right?
Yes.
And so even when we're at the store, he says, can I have that? And I say, nope, it has
dyes.
Yeah, the sugar and the dyes. So now, that being said, I can't say we're perfect, right? Because there's times that we do, you know, like, for example, we went on a little family trip, and it's a place that is very nostalgic for my husband because he kind of grew up there. And there was a little place called The Well. Do you remember The Well?
Yes.
And then what was your most favorite thing that you were able to get at The Well?
Sour Airheads.
Like the epitome of not healthy.
And right. Skittles.
Yep. And so that's one where.
And different types of candy.
Yep. You did. And you got that candy. You got $2 to spend at The Well, right? And so I think that's just one aspect where it's like, hey, we could say no, or we could swap it out. But this is one where it's okay. You know, and what's very interesting is that, you know, we allowed him to have more of that standard candy with the high fructose corn syrup and the dyes, and it's not something that we do often. And it was very much a reminder of why, just because you really do see the hyperactivity and some of the attitudes and just the things that change with that candy. It's something that we do a little bit of, but we're not going to do every day. We're not going to do every week. It might happen like once or twice a year that we get to have it, and they get to go in and they get to buy their own candy, and it's something really special. It's ran by kids. It's just like this little community. And so that is something that we call balance. And that's something that for my husband and I, our moderation for kids is okay. You know, we do things really, really good about 3 to 95% of the time. So when they have those little one-offs where they're able to get it, you know, it's fun. So tell me this. Okay, ready, Elijah? Mm-hmm. What is your most favorite fruit?
Strawberries and blueberries.
Ooh, okay.
And raspberries.
Oh, loves all the berries. Yep, I am thankful for bulk stores where I can get them organic, right?
Yes.
I always think it's interesting. There's a lot of times, Elijah, that someone will say, hey, do you want some cookies? And you say, no, I want blueberries instead.
Yes.
You do prefer that, don't you? Yes. You've always kind of been my fruit kid.
Yeah, I'm still am.
You still are. What's your most favorite?
And peaches for the fruit.
Oh, and peaches, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. What's your most favorite vegetable?
My most favorite vegetable is cucumbers and...
Cucumbers and what?
Cucumbers and carrots.
Ooh, that's good. We had carrots for lunch. Cucumbers and carrots for lunch yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good snack. We had cucumbers and carrots for the baseball game.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What's your least favorite vegetable? What's a vegetable that you're like, oh, no, Mom, don't make me eat that. What is it? You can tell the truth. You won't be in trouble.
It's broccoli.
Brock? Really?
Yes.
That's Sloan's favorite. You sneak all your broccoli over to Sloan?
Oh, he cannot. No.
Okay, so here's do you get adjusted?
Yes.
Do you like being adjusted?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you this. This is a big question. Why do you, because you came into the office with me just recently and mm-hmm. you warmed up by yourself and you got adjusted all by yourself. Why do you think that we get adjusted as a family?
Because it's great for our bodies.
Yes, that is true. And we use our bodies for a lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm. Like eating healthy food.
Uh-huh, what else?
Eating great food.
Mm-hmm.
And eating awesome food.
Yes. Great. Awesome. Healthy food. I love that. We like to take care of our bodies, right?
Yes.
What's a couple things that we do to keep our body healthy and strong?
By working out.
Ooh. Yep. Say we were just throwing the ball outside the other day, right?
Uh-huh.
You want to tell them what is the thing that we are doing together as a family? You, your brother and sister, you are doing something special this year. And we did it last year and you made it and we decided to do it again. It's, remember what it is?
Dave and Buster's.
Yes, because you reached what?
1,000 hours outside.
1,000 hours outside. Yep. So we're doing 1,000 hours outside, and it is exactly what it sounds like, is that the goal is to be outside for 1,000 hours, 1,000, which if you break that down is about 3 hours a day.
Yes.
And so it's a little bit hard in the winter, so we get outside whenever we can, but summer, you guys are outside all the time.
Yes.
And so last year, I had asked them, I said, when you reach that 1,000 hours outside, what do you want to do as like a prize? And you guys said, what, you want to go to?
Dave and Buster's.
So I said, you want to spend, in order to celebrate your time outside, you are going to spend time inside. And so that is what they got. We did lunch.
Yeah, there. Uh-huh. And we played games there.
Yes. Is that what you guys?
And we got prizes.
You, yeah. That's pretty cool. And so I think this year, we're doing it again. And it's awesome because the warmer months, we have the ability to really get, you know, when there's no school, you guys will get so many hours outside. Especially if we go camping, you guys get, you'll get 12 to 15 hours outside just depending on the day.
It's true.
Yeah. Do you like being outside?
Yes.
Yes. Of course. I knew we were doing a good job when the iPad let me know that they're like, wow, you have tons of extra screen time. And it was because they averaged like 10 minutes a day because they probably were on it for like an hour 1 week. And so it's just one that you guys don't really get to have a whole lot of iPad time, do you?
No.
And if you do get iPad time, what do I make you play?
Math Monster.
Math games. I think it's a great opportunity to stretch their brain. I do feel as if some of those screens can have a good benefit. Here's something really good to talk about too, because lots of people are on their screens. What is what mom tells you if you are on a screen and you are sitting on the couch? What's one thing that I always tell and you go, oh, mom, fix your
iPad.
What do I say? Posture.
Yes.
Yep. So that's what you have to prop under a pillow, right?
And sometimes she says, get off your screen.
Yep. Sometimes I tell you, just get off your screen. Yeah, I'll support that 100%. So I think that's one. But sometimes you get to earn iPad time by reading books.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I think those are ones, you know. So at our house, we use it as not necessarily a tool. Like, I want their brains to be still. I want their brains to read developmentally. You know, there's an article that I did not necessarily touch base on today, but especially for the health and the news, it came out recently that the addiction that comes with this screen time is absolutely phenomenal, especially in the negative impact of the brain and livelihood. And so just kind of dug down a bit deeper. I just didn't necessarily think it was a super appropriate article to do with a six-year-old today. But those are ones from a loss of life, self-induced loss of life. Oh, that's tough. A self-induced loss of life because of this depression and addiction that comes with screens. And so those are ones where I want to set them up for some better success. So, you know, it's just one of those things inevitably that when we look at that as a whole, they have them, right? Obviously, but we want to figure out how to be responsible with them and utilize them for brain benefit, not necessarily a tool of busy or something that is going to allow them to get more addicted. So, all right. So what you look like you asked to say something. What do you want to say?
Be responsible for your body.
Yeah. You've got to think. God's only given us two eyes. We got to be responsible for them, right?
Yeah.
Only two ears. You got to be responsible.
One nose.
One nose, yep.
One mouth.
Yep.
And one head and one body.
Mm-hmm. So those are ones. We've got some hands and feet to help serve his purpose. And so we want to take care of it, just like the Bible says.
Yes.
Yep.
We really need to listen to the Bible.
Oh, yes. I love that even more. So, okay, when we come back, we've got some more insight from Raising Healthy Families. And Elijah, our guest six-year-old. We'll talk next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
I was down, but now I'm up. Let's go. Hey, it's all God, this ain't no love. Yeah, I used to be stuck in that mud. Yeah, I was down, but now I'm up. I was down, but now I'm up. Let's go. Hey, it's all God, this ain't no love. Yeah, I used to be stuck in that mud. Yeah, I was down, but now I'm up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, I have a very special guest here. And that special guest is, what's your name?
Elijah.
So we're talking about raising healthy families. And I thought, what better talk about raising healthy families than the family itself? And so I have Elijah here with me today, who is talking about more about kind of what our family does living healthy, right?
Yes.
Yep. We try to take care of our body.
Yes.
And we're definitely not perfect, right?
Yes. Sometimes we're perfect or not.
Yeah. Not always perfect. We try to do really, really good. And there are times that we let our hair down and we have a little bit of fun.
Yes.
But then we got to go back to making sure we take care of our body, right?
Yes.
So I think that's, I never want to create disordered eating from the aspect where it's like they don't ever get to, you know, here's a great example. Recently, my oldest went to camp and they were allowed to get their own snacks. And, you know, the first year we got snacks. We got pretty healthy ones. And this year he's like, Mom, can I just get regular snacks? And he goes to camp once a year and it's for a couple of days. And I was like, okay. And so we'll talk, you know, we talk a lot about how we feel after we eat all that stuff, right? You know, yeah. And we don't really feel great.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, we're mindful about how things make us feel.
Yes.
But it's just, I think it's always important that from a longevity standpoint, we take care of our body.
Yes.
So let's talk real quick about this. What's your favorite type of exercise?
Push-ups.
Push-ups.
Joking. Burpees.
Push-ups and burpees? You know, here's something that I think was really awesome.
Push-ups aren't in burpees.
Push-ups are in burpees. Yep. You do a pretty good push-up burpee, huh? So here's what's kind of interesting. We went for spring break. And we went camping, right?
Yes. We went Yogi Bear first when it was not Yogi Bear.
Uh-huh.
And we went to Bethany Beach.
Yes.
That you don't have to wear seatbelts.
Yep. Yep, when we pull into the neighborhood, you don't have to wear seatbelts. Those are the little things that make memories, huh?
If you get out of Bethany Beach, you have to put on your seatbelt.
Yep. Yep. Once we're out of the neighborhood. Here's what I think is really interesting as well. You know, I went out, I got up in the morning and I was training for half marathon. Now, mind you, I don't really like running. I'm not good at running, but you know, we do things that challenge our body.
But my mom is great at running.
Oh, that's really sweet. That's actually really sweet, Elijah. I love you. And so I said,
I love you back.
I said, do you want to run with me? And he said, yeah. And so my older son rode his bike. And Elijah, what did you want to ride your bike? Remember when we were at the campground? Did you ride your bike or did you run?
Run.
Uh-huh. Because you thought running would be easier than riding your bike, huh?
Yeah, but riding our bike is easier than running.
Yeah. I mean, but you went like, I think close to a mile and a half with me running, which is pretty good. That was pretty good. You were tired though, right? Mm-hmm. But that's how we treat our body. Hey, what's your what is one thing that we drink most often at our house?
Water.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's your favorite. Sometimes we can do like electrolyte water, like special water, right?
Yeah.
But you usually choose just regular water, right?
Yeah.
You like that more?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that we choose. So we don't really have pop at our house. Right?
Like yeah,
we
don't, like soda.
Yeah, we don't really do soda. Dad'll do Zevia's every now and again, right? The stevia soda.
Yeah. And the most of all is water and protein drinks.
Yes, protein drinks. Yes. See, I mean, I think these are the things that we prioritize. Like if we know, for example, that we're going to go out. We had some family breakfasts, right, when we were on our trip.
Yes.
And one of our aunts made some cinnamon rolls. But what was one of the things that you had to eat before the cinnamon rolls? You had to have your eggs, right?
Yes.
Yep. And so we make sure.
Before my second one.
Yeah. Yep. I do think that you're growing, which is really good.
Yeah.
And we want that.
I am.
Yep. Let's talk about this. Have you helped at all with the garden?
I did.
Yeah.
The garden's great.
Oh, it is kind of fun, right? We plant these little seeds.
Yes.
And then they, do you know what, do you remember? Because some of the things aren't all the way there, but we've done it the last couple years. What are some of the things that we have in our garden this year? Do you remember?
Tomatoes.
Yep.
Hot peppers.
Hot peppers, yep.
And pickles and cucumbers.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, cucumbers and zucchini.
Uh-huh. And squash.
Yep, and squash, yep. And then we tilled up some beds, but usually we have strawberries.
Always. And there was almost a strawberry tree.
Yeah, well.
But Dad cut it down.
Yep. Yeah, Dad. We sometimes put bushes up. And
and there's sometimes spiders.
Not my favorite.
And there's worms that trying to keep it healthy.
Yes, worms.
The plant, very healthy.
Yep, worms in the dirt mean that that's healthy. What happens when Mom sees a spider in the house?
Me and Joel or Dad has to kill it.
Yep, facts.
If Dad's not here, me and Joel have to kill it.
Yep, you're the man in the house.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Not funny.
Listen, I am so proud of you. And you helped us weed the garden recently, right?
Yeah, but...
Hey, if you go into the garden...
These questions.
Oh, these questions are too easy?
Yes.
Well, I don't want to stump you on the radio. When you go into the garden and you have to help me weed, what lets you know that something in the garden is a weed? It has what on it?
It has like, there's like a tree going or like spiky thing.
Yep. I mean, it's probably a weed.
Yeah, but it actually is a weed.
Yep.
But some, if you don't see one on there, that means it's not a weed, or it might be a weed.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta ask, right?
Yes.
But
always ask parents first, and then pull it.
Yep. Yep, that way we don't pull any of the plants. Do you play any sports?
I like baseball, I like soccer, and I like football. Mm. And basketball.
Oh, nice. You left out wrestling. Do you like wrestling or no?
Yes. I really do.
Well, and here's, you know, you as adults, we always wonder, like, maybe one day he'll go to the major leagues. But Yeah, maybe. What do you want? Well, let me finish this first. But I think one of the biggest things that I have found value in is being part of a team.
Yes.
Winning well.
Yes.
Losing well.
Yes.
If your coach tells you to do something, what do?
Do it.
Yep. Yep, you've got to be coachable, and then using your skill set, and then being outside.
Yeah, but you can have, like, energy to run outside mm-hmm. if you want to waste all your energy.
Yeah, use it up.
Yeah.
Because you know what? We'll put some more fuel in there, and we fuel it with fruits, vegetables.
Good food.
Yeah.
And very, very good food.
One rule that we have in the house, especially too, if someone's hungry, is they say, Mom, can I have a snack?
And I'll always say, sometimes you say yes, or sometimes you say no.
Fruit, vegetable, nuts, cheese. No, right? Fruit, vegetable, nuts, or cheese. Those are your options for healthy snacks. And so what I have found, which is awesome, is that if I cut up a cucumber, cut up some carrots, so just have some vegetables out. Peppers, bell peppers are a really fan favorite in the house. And I just leave
only
them.
For Dad?
Joel likes them. Joel loves the bell peppers.
Uh-huh.
I'd
be a pepper fan if it's not not spicy.
Yeah, the bell peppers, like the red peppers and the yellow and the orange peppers, those ones aren't spicy.
They actually are not spicy.
Correct.
but always go to school.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that's an important aspect. I'll just cut up fruits and vegetables and leave them on the counter. So if the kids are really hungry, if they're hungry enough, they'll just munch on those, which is nice because that's one, you know, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne. But the Health in the News was talking about this woman who said, hey, we'll solve all, you know, this, the United States health crisis by eating breakfast, right? And you're like, what kind of breakfast? And it's like bland fiber cereal is how you need to, you know, my God, it's, I don't think that's the problem. I think the fact that people are likely not eating any sort of vegetables or fruit the ways that they should is one. But even so, you know, when we travel or especially being in the thick of sports, I think it's just an aspect that one of the things we do is we pack food. And so I'll have a thing. You know, we had baseball recently.
I gotta say something.
What would you like to say?
We have to eat very healthy food.
Yeah, that's inevitably the goal. But I think having it available, especially too with sports, with the concessions, it's really easy to just go up and try to grab something. Though that being said, you know, we'll have oranges and apples and cucumbers and carrots, and we'll have some popcorn, or we'll make turkey or ham rolls, or, you know, just healthier options that we can eat that we have versus some of the less appealing, less healthy. So it's just a way for us to put healthy foods in first and foremost. So not to say that we don't ever stop in, like, we got some popcorn and some pickle ice recently.
Yeah, but sometimes the pickle ice, some people like pickles and some people don't.
Yeah, I liked that pickle ice. It was pretty good. If you're wondering what pickle ice is, it's literally just frozen pickle rind that's in there.
But I don't like pickles.
Yeah, so you probably didn't care for the pickle ice. And that's okay. Not, remember, you know,
Sloaney doesn't like pickles either.
Yeah. I think the most important thing that we always have as a rule is if they might look at something and say, hey, I don't like this. You have to have 2 to 3 bites, right? You have to have 2 to 3 bites. And then if you don't like it after 2 to 3 bites, that's fine. But you're going to eat. We've never really made special meals for the kids. The kids always eat what we eat. So if we do a family meal, that means that the kids, regardless, are going to eat the same meals that we do. I'm not going to make them like a special unhealthy meal while my husband...
Because that's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like the healthy meals. I do like the healthy meals, but I don't like the unhealthy.
Yeah. We do have it every now and again. But I think making a healthier version of those things as well. So like we might do spaghetti and meatballs, but it'll be protein, like gluten-free protein pasta, you know, so just a way to like sneak in some good extra. So especially as these kids grow, I think we don't really focus a lot on good healthy fats and proteins with kids. And those are ones that even with adults, it's the building blocks for amino acids and for the cells. So those are ones that we always... and I knew it wasn't just me. We had a family friend who was in her little boy. And I said, hey, you got to get some protein in first. And he goes, oh, you sound like my mom. So especially too, when you have these kids who are working hard and they're athletes and they're running around practicing, playing games. It's one where we want to ensure that we're making great choices to set their body up for success. So when we get back, more questions and answers with Elijah with our Raising Healthy Families episode next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne. I'm gonna sing in the middle of a storm, louder and louder, you'll hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will rise.
today we are talking about raising healthy families. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we're talking about raising healthy families, and what better to talk about raising healthy families than the family itself. I would like to say hello to Elijah. How are you doing, Elijah?
Good.
You are rocking it so far. I have a couple more questions for you. Elijah, tell me real quick, for people who are just tuning in and listening, how old are you?
I'm 6 and a half.
You are. How old are you?
6 and a half.
That's wonderful. Okay, so you got to tell me something. What do you think would happen to you if all you ate for an entire day was just candy?
You would barf. A lot.
Yes. You want to know why? Because your body's really smart, and when it has too much sugar in it, it's like, get that out of here. Mm-hmm. Yep. If you had a friend from school that came up to you and said, Elijah, I want to be healthier. Can you give me 2 or 3 tips so that I can have a healthy family, like someone who's in your class at school? What would you tell that person? So think about your best friend at school.
Okay, I will give you it.
Okay, go.
I'll give you 3 tips.
Okay.
So if your family is not healthy, we can make it healthier.
Okay.
So the family can stay alive.
What are some things that they could do every day that could help them be and stay healthy? Like, what are some things?
But not eating candy.
Okay, not eating candy. What else?
But eating healthy food.
Okay.
By eating, like, vegetables, fruits.
Okay. What else?
And just eating very good, healthy food.
Mm-hmm. We exercise, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To make our body good.
Yep. And we take care of our brains, right?
Yes.
We protect our minds.
Yes. Our minds like our brains.
Correct. What's one thing do you think that we could do to keep our brains really healthy and strong?
By doing good stuff with our body.
Yeah. It's all connected, brain and body. I think we stay away from toxins, right?
Yeah, we stay away.
Mm-hmm. So sugars and dyes and... Mm-hmm. And then we... exercise, workout. And I think the other thing too is that my kids are actually really good at taking their vitamins. You guys do a really...
It's true.
It is true. You guys just take them. I mean, listen, they might not be your favorite things, but, you know, we make healthy decisions so that kind of balances out if we opt to do something that might not be the best, right? But it's just balance.
Yes.
So I think that's just inevitably one... Okay, one last thing, Elijah. What do you have? One last thing.
By doing good stuff, by don't watch any screens, don't eat not a healthy food, and stay your body healthy.
Yep. Yeah. Those are ones. I'll never claim to be perfect by any means. But I think just planning, packing, and then the more that you start them in, you know, the more that... Yeah, they absolutely love scrambled egg for breakfast. My youngest absolutely loves broccoli. I now have to make 2 very large servings of broccoli, mostly because she'll eat her body weight in it. And we just put like a little bit of good, healthy butter and some garlic salt on it, you know? So just the aspect of where when you start introducing it, the earlier you introduce it, the better, you know? Because then they have palates and they have the taste for healthy food. And I think... the longer they eat healthy, the more they see and realize that the way that they, when they do eat bad, the way it makes their body feel. And then they get the option to make some of those better choices too. So today we talk about raising healthy families. So Elijah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And you'll probably be in a little bit in a couple years, and we'll talk more about how we're doing and we're still doing mild parenting wins on the radio.
Yes.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Look forward to next week, and always remember that your power is on.
Boom.
Bam, boom.